You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. What is it like to be an addict? Not just the feeling of being high or the physical pain of withdrawal, but what is it like to make the choice every day between drugs and sober life? Starting Thursday, Kalamazoo's Face Off Theater will explore these questions in the play Chain by Pearl Cleage. It's about a 16-year-old girl named Rosa who's addicted to crack cocaine. Her parents have chained her to a radiator in their Harlem apartment to keep her from using.
My name is Rosa Jackson, and I'm a dope fiend. Everybody started laughing. Everybody was like, I know that's right. And the lady, she was so mad, and she was like, there is nothing funny about being a dope fiend. And I said, that's where you're wrong. When you a dope fiend, everything is funny.
Janae Travis and Katrina Ezeiye are portraying Rosa in different performances of the one-woman show. Both actresses say they've never done a show quite like this one. Here's Travis.
Exhausting, to say the least, but at the same time, really rewarding because you get the opportunity as an artist to see what your limits are, to see how far you can actually go. I really am also excited about the storytelling opportunities that comes with working by yourself and behavior that's layered in, you know, and it doesn't just depend on, oh, someone else's line is coming, let me hurry up with this moment. We are the moment.
You're not really observing, you're in there with her. Like, you're in that room kind of walking through her head with her.
Mama's following me around like Dick Tracy, even to the bathroom. Then she hit me with the, I didn't seen everything you got, I used to change your diapers. I'll wait. And she did.
At only 16 years old, Rosa has been in and out of rehab for 3 years. The play speaks to how the United States' war on drugs isn't helping addicts to recover. To Rosa, the chain is unusual punishment. But actress Travis says, to Rosa's parents, it's an act of love, keeping her clean and out of jail. A lot of the play is about love. Rosa thinks she's loved by her crack-addicted friends and her boyfriend, Jesus.
Jesus not making me smoke it. He said, if that's your real friend, he wouldn't be giving you that shit. I told you my daddy be tripping.
In these 7 days, as she begins to reflect, the definition of love starts to change. And this rock might not be the best thing for me because I don't feel good right now. And people left out some of these important facts about how I was gonna feel. And then now when I think about it, I hurt a lot of people in the midst of getting what I thought I needed.
You know, you could be off crack for 10 years and then you have that once that mess up and then you're off again. You know, it could be 2 days, it could be 10 years. Addiction is something you fight for the rest of your life. Just knowing that and knowing that it's like there's a 50-50 chance either way has helped me to understand this character.
But Travis says this isn't a message play. It's an authentic story about one girl's fight against the disease that is addiction.
It's not going to make you think at the end, just say no. It's not going to say, that's not what's going to happen. You might see someone in your family, and then all of a sudden you understand, oh man, that might have been deeper than what I knew. There might have been something else going on that I wasn't sure of. So for me, it's just an authentic piece, and I hope that I give it justice by being as authentic as possible while telling her story.
You can see Chain at the Epic Center Theater, followed by a discussion on the play, Thursday through Sunday. The show does contain strong language and some adult themes. For showtimes and other info, visit our website. This is Arts and More on WMUK. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.